You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're talking about a very cool movie with Florian Habeek. Morena, Florian, how are you?
Hey, morena, Rachel.
Hey, it's great to have you in the studio. Tell us about this film. What is it called?
Well, I just want to say it's amazing to sit in this position on this seat because I think I do it like every 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Right here. So it feels really nice.
Back in the BFM studio. It's good to have you back in here. Tell us about James and Izzy.
This amazing duo from Kawakawa that kind of, for me, it's like they fell out of the sky. I've been like the last 6 or actually 8 years been script writing 2 dramas and putting a lot of time into it. And then I met, this mother and son from Kawakawa. And when I stepped inside their world, I was just like, oh my God, no one could script this. No one could write stuff like this. And I just dropped my projects. And
it's one of those things where I think when you come across a story like that, as you say, you're like, there is no way I could have thought to write this and make it believable or make it interesting or whatever. But here we are with it existing in the world, you know, already as a real life situation.
Or even their fashion, Rachel, like their outfits. Like
Izzy's,
when I met her, she's 99 and she wears like these 80s like tracksuit pant jumpsuits.
Amazing.
Or Kurawai with leather jackets for James, or it's just
the steeziest outfits, honestly. Yep. So who are James and Izzy? How did you come across them?
So for a while there, my docos weren't making much income for me, and script writing doesn't pay the bills either. So I thought, shit, I have to get a real job. too old to become a dentist, and I'm a bit of a germaphobe, so I won't do that.
Yep, this pandemic, no.
Yeah, pandemic.
Yep.
So a friend of mine has a company that makes TV commercials, Curious Film, and I joined their team and made some car safety commercials, promoting people to buy safer cars. No more chatterbox, the safer they are, the safer the car.
Excellent.
And then my next gig was for Instant Kiwi doing a campaign where they wanted... they asked me because they wanted real people.
Oh, nice. And,
right.
Yeah.
And you are a real person, Florian.
Oh, yep. Yeah, true.
Good. Yeah. Good to check on that one.
Yeah. Whenever I go like somewhere, like say I'm going to the movies and I'm buying the tickets, I always say, one human, please.
Just for one human. Thank you very much. We'd like that. Yeah. And so did that kind of world of advertising lead you to James and Izzy?
Really strangely, because I thought, oh, shit, I'm selling myself to the devil. I should be like, making...
art.
My films,
yeah.
My art, yeah. And I promised myself no more docos. I've got to make my dramas and make some ads. And then when we did this casting call out through the whole of Aotearoa, got a postcard from a guy in Kawakawa. Hi, my name is James. Kia ora. I live with my mum, Izzy, who's turning 100 in a couple of months. We play Instant Scratch Kiwi.
Oh my God.
And we would love to be in your ad. And if you choose us, my mum promises to make one of her world famous apple crumbles.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And you're like, screw the ad. This is incredible. We need to talk about this. Well,
I was like, kind of for the ad, I was going, oh, we don't have to cast these guys. And everyone else was like, no, yes, Florian, we have to cast them.
Yeah.
And James, he put a call out to the universe, one that he wants someone to film his mum's huge birthday extravaganza party that he'd been planning for a few years, and he needed some more cash to pay for the alcohol and the band, and then that's why they applied for Instant Kiwi to try and raise some money.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that is the most, in some ways, like random but only in New Zealand thing that would ever happen, to find, people that are just like perfect to have a conversation about their lives with and make this wonderful documentary. And their whole world just seems so wonderful and magic. How was it for you, like, I guess, spending a lot of time with them, being in their space, like having that relationship with them as a couple of awesome people?
Yeah, they have like, for me as a, well, life changing sounds cheesy.
Yeah.
But they have such a rich life and beautiful life in Kawakawa, and they don't need money. And I was living in Grey Lynn, surrounded by, $2-3 million houses SUVs. And just, I don't know, like, just, after spending time with them, I just felt so happy to be making the film. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to make any other movie right now. I don't want to be in Hollywood. These people are so, the aroha between them is just you know, is really inspiring. And from hanging out with them, and also then because from the pandemic, I just, with them myself, I just found like peace. I was like, wow, I'm so happy. Before I was going, you know, I should be making money. Maybe I did the wrong choices in life. I should be making big films overseas. But then I was like, no, in Aotearoa, such a cool country, such amazing people here, and especially Northland. And and then captured a week of their life on film. And seriously, like every day, the stuff that happened, oh my God, I was just like, shit. And I didn't tell anyone I was making the film. So it was like a nice little surprise for my friends. And I thought,
That's so awesome. And Florian, your whole, like, I guess, filmmaking career has always been finding stories that are like real and unusual, or kind of like fictional and unusual as well. Even like going back to your art school days of like kind of creating these wacky narratives and and like redubbing them over and making this sort of like weird and wonderful head classic one. But I think about your one you did with Jarvis Cocker and with Pulp often, because that's such a almost like a perfect subject in a famous sense. He's someone who has like a huge profile, but is still like an enigma as well. How do you, I guess, like find working with all these diverse people, you know, just people you meet, people that are a bit famous and stuff, how do you find the experience of doing all of that as a filmmaker?
I just feel super, super lucky, whether it was being able to hang out with Jarvis for a couple of years or Izzy Cross from Kawakawa.
Yeah.
Like, both, you know, incredible people, and if I wasn't filmmaker, I know I would not have the opportunity to hang out with them.
Yeah.
And I think making films was right from the beginning for me a way in to hang out with people. When I was at Elam just down the road, there was a girl with long hair, mysterious young artist who I called Teresa, who I had a really hard time talking to. I was shy, she was extremely shy, and then the Elam library, I was like, how do I get to know her? And I said, oh, hey, would you like to be in a film?
Excellent.
And she said, oh, maybe. I'm not signing a contract, but I'll think about it. And then I was like, shit, I have to come up with a film now. So I wrote a short film script and cast it with my dad. And then that was how I got to know her. And
that's
nothing's changed. That's how I got to know Jarvis Cocker. Would you like to be in a movie? And he was like, yes.
Sounds cool. That's, I think, like the ultimate function that art should have, is it's just a way to hang out with cool people and make some stuff that, you know, if you want to see it, someone else probably wants to see it too. So make it happen in the world. James and Izzy sounds like such a magic story. I'm so excited to go and see this. Even just watching the trailer, I was already just absorbed by their universe. It's out in the cinemas now.
It's on Thursday. It opens all across the country. And tomorrow night at the Capitol and Dominion Road, there's a 6 o'clock special screening where I'm going to do a Q&A afterwards.
Oh, wonderful.
And you can,
awesome. Lovely, lovely cinema to do that in as well. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
You've picked us a song, Florian, that you think is kind of like a perfect one for this movie. What is it and why have you chosen it?
It's called Haere Mai, Everything is Ka Pai. And when you watch the film, you might hear it during Izzy's 100th birthday party.
Yay!
And the lyrics are just like perfect for the occasion.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Florian, for picking this beautiful song, making this beautiful movie. We'll see it in the cinemas.
Super, Rachel.
Cheers for coming in today.
Kia ora, kia ora. Thanks, Zoe.
No worries. Kauri, this is one time we'll really have a fling. Haere mai, everything is ka pai throughout the land. We want to shake your hand. Haere mai, we're proud of you, that's why. Thank you. is the day of days. You're welcome as the sunshine, you're welcome as a king. Pai Kauri, this is one time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.